Good morning, 810 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our Ask the Experts segment on KGGF. And with me, we have Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. How are you doing, sir?
Good morning, James. I'm great.
Good, good to hear. So, what do we have on the verse of the day today?
It is Romans chapter 12, verse 2. It says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
I think that's one that we memorized in high school, actually. That one is familiar. Very good. So, it's a Friday. Looking forward to the weekend. Any big plans?
Not really. Just going to stay close to home and hopefully relax a little bit. What about you?
Sure. Yeah, I'm going to kind of do the same thing. Just take it easy. I am hoping maybe to go to the outdoor movie night. It's just literally right across the street and down a little bit here on 8th, right in front of the Midland. That's going to be tonight, and they're showing The Princess Bride, so I might do that. But I know this past week it's been was kind of busy. We got a new backup transmitter that's out of the transmitter site. We got that loaded in the door, and was down in Bartlesville and had Chris filling in on the show for me a little bit earlier this week, so doing some engineering stuff. And since I'm a ham radio operator, kind of like the technical side of things, which is a little interesting because, you know, a lot of people, they're either on air or they're on the technical side, but I kind of do both and people think I'm crazy, but
that's cool. You know? Very cool. So you're a ham radio operator. I had that license when I was younger. I didn't keep it up.
Oh man, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
really.
Yeah.
So you should get back into it and all your spare time. You know,
yeah, exactly. Right.
Study
right.
For it. So how was your last week? I'm sure you were busy.
This last week has been very exciting. Actually, yesterday, one of the companies that we work with that helps people with annuities, they increased their rates. As you know, the interest rates have risen with the Fed and everything. And so this company has increased their interest rates that they are offering to help people with their retirement funds and savings to 5.15%, which I'd just been working with my dad for 10 years, just 10 years. my dad's been doing it for over 40 years. But this is the highest fixed rate that I have ever seen. Yeah, 5.15.
And so that is caused in part because we hear like, okay, the Fed raised it 0.75% or whatever.
Right.
And so this is a result of that. Is that correct?
That's true. That's true.
Okay. Because it's always kind of, it seems a little nebulous. We hear that in the news. They're like, oh, the Fed increased it by, 0.75%. But it's kind of hard to understand what that even means sometimes and what its impacts are.
Yeah. Yeah. It really hurts people that for like, mortgages, getting a loan and everything. But on the reverse side, it helps people that are in retirement that are trying to get a better return on their savings.
Sure. And for people like me who are ignorant on these matters, what is an actual annuity? Like, how does that work?
So an annuity is simply a savings account managed by an insurance company. And so a CD is a savings account managed by a bank. So it's a different institution, a different sort of different name, but at the end of the day, it's a savings account managed by an insurance company.
Okay, got it. That's like a good dictionary definition right there for us.
Right.
So what opportunities does this give our listeners with these rates going up?
So just simply put, if you have $100,000 in 1 year and you put it into this account, in 1 year it will make $5,150. If you have $1 million, you'll make $51,050. Mm-hmm. That's the math right.
Right. Right.
Or $500. And it's much better than what you're going to get at the bank. And the stock market can pay more, but the stock market can lose a lot of money. And so we find that people are looking for more stability and security for their nest egg as they get older. And so this is an attractive option to put it in a place where it's going to be getting a very reasonable rate of return, but also be safe at the same time.
And just like anything, I assume you're probably going to have to pay taxes when you pull out of this. Is that correct?
That's true.
Okay.
That's true.
You know, that's
the world
we live in.
You'll pay taxes on the gains.
Yep.
And you'll pay taxes on the gains, whether it's in the market, whether it's in a bank, or wherever it is.
Sure.
That's the same story.
The feds are going to get their piece of their pie either way.
That's
but
true.
You might as well have something that makes more on this. So if someone is thinking about this, first of all, how safe is this?
So this is guaranteed. This is also backed up by a company that is very strong, has a very strong reputation. And secondly, there's also other mechanisms that the state of Kansas has in place to protect annuity holders, account policy holders, account holders, that makes these very, very secure, very safe.
So what if you're someone like me who just has, you know, they've got money in a bank account, it's getting 0.0 nothing interest, that sort of thing. Is this something I can take advantage of?
Yes, it is. It is. We want to make sure that you have an emergency fund. We want to make sure that you have money on hand for a rainy day. Hopefully we have a rainy day soon.
All
right.
All right.
But you need to have funds on hand in case, you know, life happens. But this is for money above and beyond that, money that's for longer term. And so we have 5 and 7 year options.
Okay.
That are available.
And so that's like you're going to put it in there and then it's just you're not going to really you can't take anything out for 5 or 7 years. Is that how it works?
Good question. So you can access up to 10% of your money. And so if you put in $100,000, you can reach in and get $10,000 out. And every year you can reach in and get 10% out. That window opens every year.
Okay. Gotcha. Now, is there a minimum investment associated with this?
So it's $25,000.
Okay. Yeah, it just kind of reminds me of like, you know, when I first opened a bank account, I think you had to have $10 or $20 or something,
right.
You know, the kids'
right.
account. So, you know, this is like doing the same thing. It's just as a grown-up, putting that in there.
That's right. That's right. And we have people that have, you know, there's over a million easily that people have put into these.
And so I guess there's really not an age, you know, obviously you have to have the money first, but there's not necessarily an age where you can start putting in. This is something that really anyone of any age, if you have the money to invest, can do, right?
That's right. That's right. You can. We generally help people that are either close to retirement or in retirement, but we also help 25-year-olds that want to put some money away as well.
Sure. Say if you're weighing this versus the stock market, I've always at least been told never put any more money in the stock market that you can't afford to lose, essentially.
That's right.
Because it's almost like gambling in some ways.
That's right. That's right. This is a guaranteed safe route. And interest rates have been so low in recent years that, you know, the best you could do a lot of times is about 3%. And so to get something that pays 5% that's guaranteed and safe is significant. And on top of that, there are no fees on this account. There's no fees. There's no charges. There's no charge to work with us. There's no charge to talk to us. So it's a interest rate that is truly the return that you're going to see.
And I know you don't have a crystal ball to look into the future and see where interest rates are going to go in the future, but say I invest right now today, and what if that interest rate goes up? Does that mean I'm going to make more? How does that actually work?
So this is a fixed rate.
Okay.
And so if you put it in there and you get 5.15, mm-hmm. that's going to be your rate for the term.
Okay. Gotcha. But yeah, like you were saying, you've never seen it this high, so it now's a good time.
Yeah. You know, every wind that blows can steer you, and every what feels like a negative thing for a lot of people, the interest rates going up are a negative thing if you're trying to get a loan and everything, but if you're trying to save money, there's a positive side to this, and so it's a good idea to take advantage of that.
Sure. Now, are there any other kind of entities that could take advantage of something like this?
So we have churches, we have like library boards, water boards, like rural district water boards. There are counties, even cities, different church boards that have funds that are setting in a place where they're going nowhere, right? And they need to be safe. They need to be secure. And we help entities like that get a rate of return on that money.
Well, and, you know, speaking, going back to ham radio, actually, I'm a member of the American Radio Relay League, and they are, you know, a U.S. organization, and they recently just hired someone to help them invest their money. So, you know, even organizations like that could take advantage of something safe like this. It's something that, you know, a board, I feel like, would be much more likely to approve rather than saying, hey, we're going to, you know, put everything on red, or, you know, as what the stock market might look like to them.
Yeah, right, right. You know, as a board member, you have a responsibility to answer to the organization of what happened with those funds. And I believe that if they are in the stock market, it's a place where it's there's a lot of volatility and uncertainty there.
Sure. Sure. And so this really does seem like a pretty safe bet. So if people are interested in it, what should they do?
So they can call us. We can schedule a review over the phone. We can schedule a review in person of their situation and look at where they're going. And we can do a strategy session to see how this could be implemented into their retirement, into their future.
Okay. Well, Charles, how about we take a quick break, and we'll come back with more here on Ask the Expert.
Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back. 8:22 here on KGGF. We are back with Ask the Experts and Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. And Charles, for those people who are just tuning in, what special thing happened this week?
So the rate that we can get people for their savings has increased just yesterday to 5.15%, which is unheard of. Since I've been there, this is the highest fixed rate, which means that it's guaranteed, it's locked in, it's secure. 5.15%. Very exciting.
Yeah, and I always kind of like it when we can sort of break some news, because that is very topical.
It is.
Right now. So what else do you have?
So Medicare season starts October the 15th, which I believe is a Saturday.
Yes,
so
it is.
So Monday the 17th is really the first business day of Medicare season, and it's going to be very busy.
That means people, if they still have a landline, might want to unplug it.
That's right. You're going to get bombarded with all kinds of calls and people with foreign accents trying to get you to give them your Medicare card number. I would advise, do not give your Medicare number over the phone. They only want just a quick turnaround. They're just trying to put you somewhere where they can make a quick buck. And we have in-person Medicare reviews that we're scheduling. Our calendar is filling up. And I would encourage you to come in and check out your Medicare options. There's been some changes this year when it comes to especially drug plans and Advantage plans as well. And so it's a good idea to make sure you're on the best one. You have an opportunity now to make sure that you're positioned where you can save money on your medications. There's good opportunities that are coming up.
Make those appointments now, because you don't want to wait till the last minute. Remind us, though, for the procrastinators, when the window actually closes.
December 7th.
Okay.
December 7th, and we have a rush of people right then that... And it's fine. If everybody was alike, we had to fix them on the first, it'd be too rushed. So
sure. Let's spread it out.
Let's spread it out. So if you're a late bloomer or procrastinator, that's okay.
All right. Well, anything else we need to know on this, Charles?
When you come in, bring your Medicare card and a list of your medications and any policy ID cards that you have from your health insurance or health plans that you have. Those would be good to have, because we can help you better be more informed about where you're at, and look at your medication list. If I estimate those costs for the upcoming year, and just be better suited, better prepared to save your money.
All right. So when we come in, where can we find you?
So we're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. And our phone number is 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. If you'd like to subscribe to our monthly newsletter, text your email and your name to 620-331-8800. We also have locations in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan.
All right. Well, Charles, I hope you have a very relaxing weekend.
Hey, thank you. I do too.
Yeah. And we'll be right back here on the Mighty 690. And we have Greg Wilkinson coming in studio for an interview. He'll be right back right after this.